Yes, when I created together with Dragan the insert coin proxy filter stuff, we really didn't thought about the copyright of the web pages we manipulated, or where we inserted some boxes in free mailers or what else. So yes, after we finished it, so it seems that there may be some problems for some copyright owners, but I guess it must be free for artists to manipulate or to use some other works in a special case. So yes, it's very difficult for this, but I want to talk about another example I'm created also together with Dragan in another project called Assoziationsplaster, where you can enter some text, and this text are linked together in real time, and the German version has about 500,000 texts, and also an English version which has a lot of fewer texts, but some day a writer from the United States wrote his poems into the blaster and forgot it for some months. And some months later, he searched for his name in a search engine and found his texts in our project, and where he wrote it some months ago. So, but he doesn't remember, or I don't know why, he wrote us to remove this text, and he said, "Oh, I never wrote it into the blast, and but because of some IP addresses and so on, we are sure that it was from him, this text." So his strategy was, okay, now please remove it, because I decided not to publish it there, and we refused him. So there were a lot of struggle and email traffic between us, and I guess it's our luck that he is in the United States and we in Germany, so it's a little bit harder to sue us. Yes, there were no really... he didn't sue us, but he goes to Google and said, "Hey Google, there's a text from me in this website, and you have to remove it from your index." And some other websites, Übermorgen.com, you told about, they published some mail traffic between us and Google and so on, and sometimes Google found that on the website from Übermorgen there is the word Google and Arblast. Arblast is our English domain, and because of this letter from this writer to Google, and this sentence on Übermorgen website, the Google legal department wrote to us that we don't should claim that we have something to do with Google. So it's very strange and a little bit hard to understand, because it's very stupid. But it shows how problems you can get if there someone thinks, okay, they violate our copyright, and the next term is that Google don't want to be named in special cases, and say, okay, that's our trademark, and you don't have the right to use our trademark in a way we don't like it. So in the time of the net, where you can enter each sentence in the search engine and find everything or a lot of things which is published on the web, it's that there are new problems with the copyright, because 20 years ago, if this author writes his poem into the next toilet wall and nobody cares about it because he will never go again to this toilet and never will read his poem again. So there's no problem, but it's also public. But when you write it on a web page and he can some months later read it because he finds it via Google.